Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a history brainstorm. So I want to tell you about the 442nd Infantry. They fought in World War II.
Excellent.
An estimated 33,000 Japanese Americans served in the military during World War II. Over 2 years, about 18,000 men served in the 442nd Combat Team. It was the most decorated unit for its size and service in the history of the U.S. military.
Holy cats, that is noteworthy. I'm always surprised when we've never heard of that group then. Like, it's not a well-publicized group of people.
Yeah, and here's the thing. So from 1944 to 1946, so it was only 2 years that they were an actual unit, they earned over 9,486 Purple Hearts, 559 Silver Stars, 21 Medals of Honor, and 7 Presidential Citations.
Wow.
This fighting unit was mostly second-generation Japanese. So let me give you a little backstory. Hawaii had a huge population of Japanese immigrants, and some of those men were even enlisted when Pearl Harbor happened.
Okay.
After the bombing of Pearl Harbor, all Japanese were classified as enemy aliens in U.S. territories, because Hawaii wasn't a state until 1959.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But on March 23rd of 1943, that's almost exactly 1 year after Executive Order 966, which placed most Japanese in the United States in internment camps, the War Department called for volunteers to form the segregated unit of the 442nd. And amazingly, 1,200 of the volunteers were already in internment camps.
Wow.
Yeah. So you've got these 18, 19, 20-year-old men who are in internment camps. They've been there for a year with their families. And they're like, yes, I will go fight for the United States.
In spite of what the United States has done to me and my family.
Yeah. Yeah. The 442nd fought in Italy, and they liberated French cities from Nazi occupation. They were inactivated about a year after World War II ended. 650 men from all of the 442nd units were killed. 3,700 of them were wounded in action.
Just the strength of character of people who make that choice to serve in spite of the way that they're treated is completely remarkable to me.
Yes, exactly. But luckily, in 2012, passage of Bill S-1055 awarded all members of the 442nd the Congressional Gold Medal for their heroic service in World War II.
Oh, that's wonderful. So at least their families, if they weren't still living, could
know that they were recognized by the government that had put most of them into internment camps.
Yeah. Yes.
It's not a super happy, feel-good brainstorm, but it seemed like something important that we all needed to know a bit more about.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. That was a good one.
Oh, thank you. Oh, and what I forgot to mention was that the 442nd Infantry, their motto was "Go for broke."
Nice.
Which came from a lot of the Hawaiian Japanese did a lot of dice game, gambling, that kind of stuff.
Oh,
and
sure.
So it was "Go for broke," like bet big because you might win big.
Well, now I feel like Elvis is coming into the scene and there's going to be a dance number.
So that is my historical brainstorm.
Terrific. All right. Don't forget to ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast, or you can find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. And of course, we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.